Oh, hey, you know.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I was walking down the street the other day. I saw someone that looked just like you.
No, get out of town.
Yeah, yeah. He was something of a Ryan clone. Huh? Oh.
Was he bad and not excited? Did you get the feeling that a company was trying to like abuse a gimmick to sell plushies?
But he was Puerto Rican.
On this episode of Mel's Whistle Podcast, we go through and we rank all the Pika clones. Who's the best? Who's the worst? Where does Pikachu itself fall? We don't know all that much, but more on this episode of the Bells and Whistles Podcast. Run that intro!
Yeah, see, some of my best work.
That's clean.
Yeah, they would have been like, you.
Ooh,
I'm sure Russell was like, you guys have a podcast?
No one asked a single follow-up. Ephraim and I, we had a meeting. Production meeting with two people.
You know, we do other things outside of this, as hard as it is to believe.
We do it. We don't do it well.
You know, who's to say?
Me.
Gaylene did like last week, so who's to say we did this well?
Gaylene fucking hate. I don't know. I think the Gaylene.
Do you think that we didn't like a movie that she liked? Was she just flat out like, this was not funny?
She was just like, I didn't enjoy this. She was like, I didn't enjoy this episode one bit. And I totally get it.
I get it too, Gaylene. I totally get it. I'm sorry.
But it'd be one thing, if she was like, look, I'm not about movies, but I watched it anyway, and I wasn't able to understand
like
anything.
Keep track. Yeah.
But she was witty with her criticism. She goes, where are all the jokes, fellas? And we made some jokes on that one, Gaylene. But whatever.
No, she thought that we were upset. We were.
No,
welcome back
to the Bells and Whistles Podcast. Ryan Quigley.
Cheers.
From Bernie. How are you?
I'm good.
A place to be. Are you okay? I'm not. I'm really not doing well one bit.
We're doing our best over
here.
Things
are falling apart. I'm exhausted. I was just in our nation's capital,
uh-huh,
of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I was trying to remember why you went down there for St. Patty's.
No! My baby cousin was running a half marathon. And you forgot that piece of information?
I'm so sorry.
Come on! I'm sorry.
You know,
I missed it. I showed up late. I showed up late because I had a work thing Friday.
Couldn't have been that long of a marathon.
It was just half.
Well, you know, what
it
is
was
that?
Half.
It's like 13 miles?
Right, but I got there at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and they were done at 11 or something.
Oh, they do that quick.
They do that quick around there.
How fast do you think you could run a marathon, really?
It would take me like 2 or 3 days. I would need to break it up into pieces.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was like drinking on a beach and I ran into this guy that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you run out of things to talk about. And he's like a runner. And I was like, let me ask you, just like, how far you think you could just run if you had to run? He goes, all right, well, I'm not really trained. I'll probably say like 40, 50 miles. And I was like, I don't think I could run like 3 blocks. Without needing a little break.
Some people are addicted to it. They say it's like a rush. It's a high.
Quite literally.
I can't do that.
You know what I would challenge those people? I'd say you should probably get actually high. wait till you feel that. That's got to be way better. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
That's got to be way more fun.
It's true. I'll have you know, but we're doing some ranking today.
We're bringing back the ranking.
The Pika clones.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start. I tend not to look at all the comments, but there was one that got me where they were talking about Oppenheimer, and they said Ryan proving to be the pretty but dumb one.
Yeah, that was very. I think it was
that
someone. I haven't responded to that one yet, but I believe that's someone named August commented that. That was very sweet. I really haven't decided how I'm going to respond.
Yeah,
maybe
no.
You respond to that one.
Maybe I'll write to that one. I'm responding right now.
We have to reply because we have a claim.
Yeah, of course. But I want to say right now, I think that, you know, in the comment section, put our dynamics in the thing. Do you think you're the pretty and dumb one, and I'm the brains of the operation?
You're the Asian one. No, it's racist. I'm sorry.
No. Do you think I'm the broad?
you're the hot one. You're the sexy.
Oh. No, I'm the boy next door.
You're the boy next door. You know? Yeah, no, and I'm the bimbo. Is bimbo not politically correct?
No, but himbo is.
Himbo is.
They reclaimed it.
Why is it not politically correct?
I don't know. No. Well, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure you just don't hear it anymore.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not nice to call someone that. I don't call people that. No. I call people far worse.
I wouldn't dream.
So what are we doing today?
So we're ranking the Pika clones. We're going through, you know, how many? There's not as many Pika clones.
There's enough.
But there's enough. We've got 10 different ones here that we're going to go through and figure out where they land in all this stuff. So if you've watched this segment before, I know it's been a while. We go through and we try to be fair. We try to be honest and to see where it takes us. We can only have one in S, one in A, two in B, C, and D, one in E, and one in F.
We're clicking S now.
Woo!
Boom.
So the way that works is that even if something really should be an A or should be an S, we decide no. One has to be better than the other.
Because you know what they say.
You know.
They say that
life's a race.
They say that comparison is the thief of joy. Unless you're here at the Bells and Whistles podcast.
Because we've got so much joy.
We're a couple of thieves as well. You want to just lead it off? Let's just dive right into it.
The other thing that you must remember if you're new to this segment. You must remember, especially if you're new to this segment.
Oh, I forgot about this aspect.
Is that I've thrown in some fan art to make each one a little fun.
Just to make sure that anybody watching the clipped videos is really confused.
Well, that's my favorite part, don't you understand? Right.
Okay.
So, to start off, we have to start with the OG.
I'm listening.
Pikachu.
He has human lips. He has human lips and human feet. Ew. Ew, man. Dude, I hate a fucking foot. I'm realizing that as an adult.
Yeah.
I despise a foot.
What a weird little thing we have, huh?
You ever look at a pinky toe? What's going on there? Why'd they do that?
No, it feels wrong. It feels like wrong. Generations of inbreeding.
It really does.
You know, his gorilla's feet don't look like that. Whatever we're based on, we don't look like that.
No, it feels like something's gone horribly wrong.
You know how they have foot binding?
Yeah, I know. They had the right idea.
I think that's the wrong. That's even worse.
No, they were trying to fix it. Hold up. Remember, we're over here.
Oh, we're over
now.
Here.
Remember.
I'm sorry. But I think a fun little aspect of this is that he's got hairy legs. Mm. Yeah, I think that's kind of fun.
I don't know if I'm feeling the same way. So what are your knee jerks for Pikachu, the original?
It's hard to know where this is going to fall. Considering like everything's based off of that, and I feel like, okay, Pikachu, we're inundated with him. What is he? You know, he's just the mascot. But that being said, I feel like there are several on here that are far worse. And Pikachu, all things considered, it's kind of fun.
I think Pikachu lives in A, at least for right now.
Yeah.
There is part of me that is always, when I ruminate.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that always gets to a point where I say, if they didn't make Pikachu the main character of the fucking anime, would anybody give a fuck about him?
I wonder, would anyone give
a single fuck? What would make him different than Rattata at the end of the day?
No, it's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, no one would think about it. They would all be Raichu.
That's kind of what I'm saying, and it's just like, you know. But understand time and place is important. That was in poor taste. I didn't say it out loud, so let's just put him in A because he's an OG. Everybody has a little Pikachu.
Everybody loves a little Pikachu.
Everybody loves a little Pikachu, and you know you got to pay respect.
Sneak-a-chew,
you gotta
a little give you a
take
kiss.
Take a Pikachu.
I'm all about giving people kisses these days.
Good God!
I want everybody to feel loved.
All right.
Coming up next, this might not count. I don't know. I haven't decided if this counts. This is Pichu.
Pichu.
Notorious Pichu.
I remember. I remember coming to understand the existence of Pichu.
Yes.
And being quite titillated.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about that. I agreed too soon.
I remember finding it thrilling that they gave Pikachu a little baby.
Uh-huh, he's got this little, he's this younger brother.
Yeah, yeah, I quite like him.
Pichu is interesting to me because I think he kind of does a lot of the stuff that, here's the thing, I feel like Pichu is cuter than Pikachu.
Oh.
And I feel like Raichu is cooler than Pikachu. Which makes Pikachu fall in a weird middle ground.
But if you had to, if you wanted to hang out with one of them, who would you pick?
Probably Pikachu.
You'd pick Pikachu, right?
I probably would. Yeah. Maybe when Raichu goes surfing, that's kind of fun.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
I think Pichu lives in B for right now, and I think I can be talked into moving him all the way around. Also, worst fan art choice I've ever seen, probably.
Yeah, this was a tough one. It was tough to find Pichu.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, this might be a poor showing of me. I wasn't really paying attention.
We should have just not done it.
No, it's good. Okay. It's really, people are demanding it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, all right.
I
redeemed myself. Just when we counted you out. The old plus one, the old minus.
I struggled whether to make these separate ones, but they were so similar, it felt silly to.
I would have screamed if you made me do two fucking takes for plus one, minus.
All I'm saying is, imagine you're on a date with a girl.
Yeah.
She says, "Let me slip into something more comfortable."
Let me freshen up. And I'm sitting there licking my chops all excited.
And she comes out in one of these.
And then she hands me the other one.
All right. What do you think?
Plus one, minus one. This was like we haven't done Gen 3 yet, which is coming up.
Yeah.
If we were good people, we probably should have done Gen 3 today, but we're busy and we're tired.
No.
Plus one, minus one was like the first like, oh, they're making a
they're
thing
doing this.
Out
yeah.
of Pika clones.
Yeah.
And it was also like, I was like, oh, I hope the next one is better. I hope if this idea is going to continue that they do a better job here. Because plus one, minus one suck. I don't know of a single person who really uses plus one, minus one. Like, why on earth did they do this to me? I'm trying to be polite because I really haven't thought too much about it. Like, I don't know where they're going to end up, but you're really not getting them much above D tier for me.
I know. I have something of a nostalgia bias because this was my first gen, and I thought they were kind of cool that they were in the double battles and all that stuff, but there is no, there's no going around this. This is kind of a sucky
pair. Sucks ass. It was stupid. Can I challenge your nostalgia briefly? Because like every time you'd be facing a plus one minus one and they did stupid helping hand, clap, 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 clap. You'll be like, oh, what an idiot you are for using that move.
Thing.
What
yeah.
a stupid thing.
I'm going to use Earthquake.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, no, they go in E. They go in E. And then, you know, they might very well be contenders for F, but I feel
I don't know.
There's some other ones.
I'm listening. Okay. I really don't know where I'm headed.
Coming up next.
Flying by the seat of my pants.
Pachirisu.
Pachirisu. I like that. I'll get
I thought that was really funny.
If you're talking competitively, I don't give a single fuck about Pachirisu. I actually can't even tell you a single thing that Pachirisu does. I don't know what he does.
Pachirisu doesn't really do anything, but famously won the world tournament.
That's right. He was on that team.
Yes.
He had that, beautiful. Yes. Fantastic. I love Pachirisu. I love his design.
Yes.
There's part of me that wants to say, fuck it, put him in A.
I don't know if I'd go that far. Because if we're going design-wise, I know part of you.
It's part of me.
You know, and there's parts of you that I know too well.
Hey.
Yeah. Ayo.
We're over here, remember.
Yeah, well, this one's skinnier.
No, but remember.
Okay, we're over there.
Yep.
So, I like Pachirisu. I have a really hard time getting over how useless it is.
It's so useless.
It's really useless.
It's a waste. It was like when they were like, when you're like, oh, the next plus one minus, I hope it's better. It's like, it's better, but not by much. Not by a lot. It's not very good. It's not still not good.
It's still not great. That being said,
I love the design. I say put it in B tier. Put the sucker in B tier.
I want to put him in C tier for right now.
I think he's better than Pichu. How about that?
I think he's going in C tier.
All right, fine.
Because we'll see. He might move around.
Yep.
Then there's Emolga.
Emolga. Remember what I just told you. Someone's not listening.
Well,
today.
I just brought him up.
It's like, but you could have.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Coulda, shoulda.
Okay. Emolga. This was a hard one to find. Nobody's doing fan art of Emolga, I'm afraid.
Which is a damn shame.
Which is a damn shame. I think that regardless of how you feel, the way I feel about Pachirisu is the way I feel about Emolga.
In design?
I think Emolga has a fun design. And it's really fun to see flying around. I love a little flying squirrel. I think that he's super cute. I don't like him at all during the game.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I admire that they threw the flying type on him.
Yeah.
I think that showed a little bit of balls.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
It was exciting.
Can I raise you this? Can I level with you?
Yeah, level with.
Let's speak frankly with one another. Yeah. Just put him in C next to Pachirisu.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and just put him there because I think that's the same thing.
I think that's fair.
And I think there's a world where they both go up and Pichu moves down.
I think that is a possibility.
Yeah.
That lies.
I totally agree with you.
Future.
I like him, Olga.
All right.
But I don't love him.
No, I wouldn't ever ask you to.
Yep.
Here's
what the fuck is this?
This is Togedemaru.
This is supposed to be Togedemaru?
It's not, but there's no fan art that I felt comfortable putting on here.
People are doing sexy Togedemaru?
They're making Togedemaru really big. Making him really chubby and it made me feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, you don't do well around heavier people.
Not if they're going to make me look at what they were making me look at.
I'll take
so I fa- so I looked up gerbil, and this is what came up.
This is your worst choice.
I know. I actually
of this series.
If you had seen what I'd done, it's actually the safest.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Togedemaru. I love. So Togedemaru is electric steel. Which is a thing that
I
admire.
No, sorry, that's not Togedemaru. I'm so sorry. This is supposed to be Dedenne.
This is Dedenne?
This is Dedenne, yes.
Oh.
Also equally as confusing. I'm so sorry. Togedemaru is coming up next.
Dedenne
is here.
I really think we need to rethink the structure of this series. Dedenne is fine. I wish that they did more to him. I like that they threw the fairy type on him. D tier.
Yeah, Dedenne's bad. I don't like
Dedenne. D tier.
I don't like Dedenne one bit.
I don't like it. I don't find the design exciting. I think I prefer this weird cowboy gerbil to
regular.
Yeah,
I do like
Dedenne.
The cowboy gerbil. If we could rank them based on the pictures themselves, this would be S.
All of that said, if you give me a good electric fairy type, I use the fuck out of it.
Sure.
I'll use the fuck out of
maybe
it.
Maybe one day. Here is Togedemaru.
All right, this is fun.
Yeah.
This is one of your better ones for sure. Togedemaru, he's electric steel. He's electric steel. I admire that. That takes balls.
Yes.
I
like Togedemaru.
Do you really?
I like him okay. Here's the thing. I don't like any of these.
I don't like any of these either. Why did we do this one?
We thought maybe it would be a good way to spend a little time together.
That's right.
I like Togedemaru in comparison to the other ones. I do like Togedemaru. I think a hedgehog is kind of fun. I think steel and electric is fun.
Do you like his little spikes that come
I like
up?
His spikes. I like he gets spiky shield. I think that's fun to use.
Yeah. Can I? No.
I don't know if he. I don't know if I could make an argument. I think I can. I think I can argue that he should be in B.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think you put Pachirisu and Emolga up in B. You put Pichu in C along with Togedemaru. I think Togedemaru is fat and stupid.
Okay.
I think Togedemaru is a little dumb.
I kind of like him.
I understand
like
that. Does he make a case for top three useful Pika clone?
Well, I think that should come into consideration.
And that's why I'm considering him for C.
Oh, well, I didn't know. In that case, of course.
I've considered him for C tier. And hey, congratulations, you've been accepted.
You've been accepted. Now.
This is where it starts to get interesting.
This is where it's interesting. More Pico.
More Pico.
This is a tricky one. This is a tricky one because there are parts of me that kind of think this is a little baller, that this is kind of a cool thing they did.
I like that they tried something. I like that they tried
something. And then
something.
There are also parts of me that are like,
shut up.
I can't believe that you made Electric Dark and this is the first time you ever did it and it's still this bad.
Yeah, I don't like the execution kind of at all. I don't know what to make of more Pico.
But in comparison, in comparison, right?
In comparison.
Don't you think it has to be kind of up there? Don't you think it has to be kind of in an A?
I'm going to put enough of those up there. You're right. It has to go up there. I'm wondering if I think we put Pachirisu and Imolga back in C. We put Togedemaru in D. I think everything moves down, and I think you're right. This is a B tier. And I think we need to figure the rest out.
Okay.
You want to put it in A for now?
I want to put it in A right now.
You put it in A right now.
It's going to be replaced.
That's going to change. We're just kicking the can. We're kicking the can down the road.
Yes, but we don't need to. For right now, it can live in A for just a minute.
Just a moment.
This is where it's going to get contentious, gang. Paumot. I'm not putting Alolan Raichu on this.
You're not doing Alolan Raichu.
I don't think it counts.
Okay.
I don't think it counts.
Homophobic.
Oh, really? Do you think it's gay?
I think it's a little
gay. We could put that in there. I thought it was a surfer. If it was gay, we could put it on.
You tell me that gay people can't surf? What the fuck is... What's... What has become of this podcast?
What has become of this? What a weird choice that both of us just went... Because you went with me on that one. Where I was totally doubling down on me thinking that gay people can't surf.
I'm talking about Paumot.
Let's move it out of the way.
Yes, move it out of the way, please. What are your thoughts on... Dude, what is going to be your stupid argument?
You don't like Paumot. I know you don't like Paumot. I don't like Paumot either. But I did use it on my team, and it's really good.
It's
a great Pokemon to have. I like that it revives Pokemon. I think electric fighting is a really fun type.
What was your set that you ran on the thing?
Close combat... Thunder Punch, Revival Blessing, and I think Ice Punch.
You threw Ice Punch on it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. I understand that this...
Or no, it's got Double Shock. I'm sorry. That's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that Paumot is objectively probably the most useful...
Yes.
Pika clone.
Yes.
And I'm willing to put him in A or B.
Yes,
I am.
Okay, have your soapbox.
My argument is that this is by far the worst design choice that anybody could ever make for a Pokemon that can do the badass things that this Pokemon can do.
You are correct.
Awful design.
Yes.
An awful design. It is borderline unacceptable, and I think that's why he should belong in B. Because it's what could have been.
Yes. Now I understand. I understand.
How we move things around. Put him in A, actually, for now. What do you think?
We'll get to have a couple in. Well, no, maybe we can't. Don't we get to have a couple in A? No, we don't.
Yeah, put them in A. We get two in A, don't we?
Yeah, we've got two in A already.
Don't we?
Yes, we've got two in A. So we have to move something down. I'm willing to let Imolga move down so that Paumot can be in B.
I kind of think Pachirisu should move down. I kind of think Pachirisu should move down on account of Imolga has the flying type.
Yeah, no. I think which one? Imolga is better than Paumot, you think?
No, I think Paumot is better than Imolga.
Okay.
I do.
Let's order it like that.
Can I be frank with you?
Yeah.
Paumot is better than Morpeko.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Paumot, a lot of people are saying, you got to move Pikachu down. I'm saying, hold on.
Relax, hold off relax, a relax, second.
Relax.
Hold off a goddamn second. We're
relax,
getting there.
Relax.
What happens here?
I think Togedemaru moves down. I think Togemaru is ugly. I really do.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You gave me consideration with these two. I can't argue.
Yeah, I think Togedemaru
is
ugly.
Who's better? Is Pachirisu better than Pichu?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, now
for
something controversial.
I'm interested.
This is the last take, and I think it will change things around.
It'll shake things up?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Mimikyu.
I knew this was coming.
Uh-huh.
I knew it was coming.
I think Mimikyu should fall into the realm of Pika Clone before Meryl does, before Alolan Raichu does, before any of them. I think Mimikyu falls into this realm.
I think Mimikyu is absolutely a Pika clone.
Yes.
Is that like a real controversial thing? People aren't counting.
I don't think anybody considers this a Pika clone.
I think there's. Are
you
really?
Think so? I don't know.
I mean, we have to
maybe look at the lists. But
because it's not an official thing, Pika clone.
Yeah, it's not an official thing. And there's also Togedemaru is the same generation as this one. So they're like, that's the Pika clone this generation.
Oh, but you know what?
You can have more than. They had two in Hoenn. They could have two here.
Yeah. You're being a pain in the ass if that's your argument. This is literally, quite literally, a peak of clone. Take us on the journey of what you think of Mimikyu.
Here's the thing. Mimikyu was never my favorite Pokemon.
No!
It wasn't. That being said,
yep.
I understood why it got popular like it did.
Because there was all this hubbub.
There was a lot of hubbub around that.
Yeah.
I do think that there is an argument that Mimikyu belongs very high up.
Can you tell me why?
I think Ghost Fairy is a cool type.
Yes.
I think that it's kind of cool that it's like a, you know,
the stupid sub,
a scary version of Pikachu, and it's, you know, it's all the lore stuff. I think that's kind of cool. I think its ability is pretty cool.
The sub stuff.
You know, all that. I think there's an argument that it at least belongs in A. I think so.
At least belongs
I think
in
so.
A.
I think this is an S potential. Compared to what we have? I don't know.
I get it. I get what everybody's saying. I understand.
Yes.
When a Pokemon has as cool of a typing as Ghost Fairy, and you make its ability the sub thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you trying to sell plushies or no? Because, like, give me something fucking really badass. Don't give me a competitive stally thingy. I don't want to do that. I think that's whack and lame. I understand. Move it to the side. Let me see what the larger picture at hand is. Oh.
What are you thinking here?
Okay.
Here, it's cutting off the tops of our heads right now.
Okay. Listen to me. So is this the last one?
This is the last one.
Okay. So we have to make decisions.
Yes.
Who's the worst of all time? And it's why is it Plusle and Minun?
They're the least creative ones. They've got no secondary typing. They're weak. Put them down there.
Boring.
Yes.
You watch hand job videos.
Helping hand.
Tip your bartenders, folks. Do you believe that Dedenne is better than Togedemaru?
No.
All right. Well, there you go. Boom, that's it.
Boom, shakalaka.
Okay, now we get into something interesting. Finally.
Thank God.
I think Pichu goes down with Togedemaru.
Fair.
Okay?
Yes.
Pichu
better than Togedemaru, though?
No.
No,
yes.
It's not.
Actually, yes. No?
Come on. It's got a secondary typing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's fun.
So we have Pachirisu up here purely on design.
Yes.
We have to discuss what's happening.
Yes.
We have to discuss what's happening.
Yes.
I really don't like more Pico. I understand the gimmick. I think the gimmick is more annoying than cool. But you're going to tell me that Emolga goes down here with Pachirisu?
That's what I would argue.
Emolga goes down here with Pachirisu.
Emolga can't do anything. It's so weak. I don't know. I think dark is a cooler secondary typing than flying.
I tend to agree with you.
You can make an argument. You want to make an argument that flying is the better type to have when you're electric?
Not if you're an Emolga.
Fair enough.
Not if you're a Moga. If you were any other Pokemon, maybe, but not this one.
All right.
So I think we can all agree that we have a clear top three. Honestly, by the way, can I just hold on a second?
Yeah.
Thank God I was here.
I know.
Did you see how steady hand guided everyone through that conversation?
I know. No, it was
And that was daunting.
That was scary. That was very scary.
That was
me,
daunting.
I would have been shaking. My voice would have been cracking. Squeaking over here.
Okay, so we have our top three.
Yes.
The question is, who is S, who is A, who is B?
Yes.
That is the question.
Okay.
At hand.
Uh-huh.
So, I think you're going to tell me that Pikachu goes down to B.
I might.
And then I don't know. Imagine I die right now.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you're putting Palmont in S?
No, I would put more. I would put Mimikyu in S.
You would put Mimikyu in S.
I think I would.
I think
out of respect for you.
No, I think that you're. I think you're pandering to the children.
No, I think I out of respect for you. It feels weird to put Palmot in S. So what I'll do is that I'll take all that back.
I'm not.
I think Pikachu stays in A. I think maybe Palmat goes in B, and I think Mimikyu probably goes in S.
There's something that I don't like about this, because you don't run Mimikyu sets. So much shit would have to go wrong for you to run a Mimikyu set.
I know. But so I think, much would I have think to go you wrong. You think Palmat looks worse than Mimikyu. And so I'm trying to consider that. If you think Palmat has the better design than Mimikyu, I'll put Palmat in S.
I think both their design... I think Mimikyu's design is, like, mid. I think it's fine.
You want to put Pikachu in S? What would you do if I die tomorrow?
I would say, guys, I don't like Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'd say, guys, I don't want to talk about Pokemon anymore.
You bring Amelia on.
Yeah. So this is what's interesting. Palmot is undeniably the most exciting Pokemon to use.
Yes.
I think Mimikyu goes in B. I just flatly do, actually. I just realized. I think Mimikyu is a fake Pika clone. I don't think it's electric type. I think that its ability, although is incredibly viable and cool, and Ghost Fairy is dope, that's fine. It's not one of the best Pika clones. It is a Pika clone, but
that's
it's
fair.
Not a Pika
that's
clone.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I think its coolness, everything it has, takes it to B.
Okay.
And then it becomes who you're putting in S, Pikachu or Palmot, and I think you do Pikachu. Because Palmot, as cool as it is, sucks. And Pikachu is iconic.
You really think Pikachu... We're talking, take the, you know, the iconic about it aside.
Yeah.
You said at the beginning of this video that you thought if it wasn't the mascot of Pokemon, no one would think about it.
What, are you a cop? Listen, I understand what I said. And a man grows. A man grows.
I don't think that Pikachu is better... Then
of course he's not.
I don't think Pikachu is better than Palmot.
Of course he's not.
So Palmot should go in S.
No, because Palmot sucks, though, dude. Palmot sucks.
I don't think he sucks.
Palmot sucks balls. Palmot has one of the worst designs ever. Ever.
I don't know.
He
I
sucks. He's the most disappointing. Everybody knew we were getting an electric fighting type. Everybody knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the worst. No, remember when they dropped Palmy? They dropped the little fucking rat
yes,
thing.
Yes.
And everybody's like, oh, this is going to be sick. This is the first time
and
they're going to hit a
Pikachu.
And then they're like,
and they're like, oh, here it goes. And then
same thing.
Palmot, it got a little bit of hair.
Okay, this is my last argument. And then you're going to do whatever you want.
Okay.
If someone handed you a stuffed Pikachu.
Yeah.
Just because, like, they know, oh, you have a Pokemon podcast.
Yeah,
here's a
stuffed Pokemon. Yeah.
Here's a
Pikachu.
Right. You'd be like, how sweet.
Yeah.
If someone handed you a stuffed Palmot, you'd be like, what the fuck is this garbage?
I'd be like, thank God you watched this ranking episode.
No. I think Pikachu's iconicism outranks Palmot's. Palmot is still going to be A.
I know.
He's still going to be A. He's
I
top
just
two.
I don't know if Pikachu is the best Pika clone. As funny as that is, I don't know.
Oh, but none of them are good. I think
none of them are good. None of the thing that you have to get out of the way is that none of them. So you know what we're going to do?
Let me ask you this.
What?
Before you do it.
Okay.
Imagine Pokemon is real.
Yes.
It's real life.
Yeah.
And you get to pick one to be like one that hangs out with you.
Yeah.
Who are you picking? That cowboy one, right? I think you pretty handedly pick fucking Pikachu. Is it influenced by the anime? Sure, of course. We're all product. I'm a product of everyone I've ever met.
I'm gonna give this one to you.
That's
even
right,
though kids. I do pick Palmot.
The kids are screaming at home.
The kids are screaming at home.
Kids are screaming.
I personally would pick Palmot if you give me the choice. But I do think Pikachu is probably the best one.
There you go.
Wow. That was tricky.
That was,
I think we
that
lost
was
some
troubling.
Fans doing
no,
that.
No, I think, well, I don't, nobody's watching anymore. We're stopping recording now. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. We got a fan of the day. Yeah. That was troublesome. What are your closing thoughts? How are you digesting this?
How I'm digesting it is that this is a trend that really needs to die. They should stop doing this. It's not creative
anymore. I don't know why they
insist
on
it. I think they've gotten better at it. But I do feel like it's...
Can I... Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think that they're getting more creative, but I think that's because they realize that everybody really hates everything that they've done so far.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's just pure ass. So much of it.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do something special for the 10th anniversary.
I don't know.
10th gen.
Gen 10.
Gen 10.
Honey, was an alien device and what it did. Maybe we should go back to Ben 10 comments.
Yeah.
Ben 10 content. I'm doing, of course, we have a comment of the day. You've heard.
Yeah, I heard about this. It stuck itself upon its wrist, the secrets that it hid.
Have you heard about this? This is Kevin Beasley.
Okay, cool.
Kevin Beasley, he said, I know this episode, this was on our Oscars episode.
Oh,
that Gaylene hated.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Yes, Gaylene, we heard it, we'll never do it again.
Yeah, sorry. Until next year.
Until next year. Until we run out of ideas.
I know this episode will probably get less traction since it's not Pokemon focused, but I just want to say I love it when you guys delve more into reacting to current events. The first Met Gala podcast where y'all roasted Bad Bunny's outfit is still one of my favorite episodes from you guys.
No, that was a Zoom one.
That was a Zoom one.
Wow.
Well, no, we did the original one.
Oh, did we?
In person before we had good mics. We had dog shit mics,
yes,
remember?
Yes.
I also love the little stories from your personal lives, like when Ephraim frantically raced 40 men across the city for a monitor, or when Ryan desperately tried to give good financial advice to Amelia to no avail. It's never to any avail with her. Whatever you do, you two together are golden, and my Wednesday mornings are always brightened by a new episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, go Knicks. Hopefully with OG back and Randall Mitch coming soon, we can wipe the stench of February off. And
who
go deep
is
into
this
playoffs.
Guy?
This guy's the best.
This guy's awesome.
OG Anunoby's not playing tonight against the Warriors.
Oh, I'm sorry to let you
His
know.
Elbow's acting up. Elbow management.
Oh, good.
This is elbow.
Yeah, no, do it again.
Yep. No, I hope. Let's go next. But and then one last thing. I didn't read this last bit.
Oh, what did he say?
Speaking of stench, in quotes, what's that smell?
Is this something smell?
What's that smell?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Kevin, are you like, because he was talking about the stench because the Knicks didn't do well in February. I imagine he's talking about, you smell? Get the olfactory going. Is there someone cooking? No, there's something. I don't know,
that
Kevin.
Smell.
You
smell it does
that,
smell
Kevin?
Like something.
Kevin? Oh, wait, Kevin. Is it?
Wait a minute.
It's smelling a little bad. Oh, wait.
No. Wait
oh,
a
wait.
Minute.
That's right, Kevin.
Oh,
you
no!
Been
fired! Oh, Sticky! Sticky boy! Oh, I didn't know we were doing the stinky boys. We got to put that in there, too.
Of course, if you would like to be part of it, leave a comment below. I respond to every single comment, of course. And it'll be your chance. To just anything that could allude that there might be something, a smell of fart in the air, and you'll have your chance to randomly be selected.
Randomly be selected.
Because there's so many. So. And you'll have a chance to be our little sticky boy next.
You know, hey, if it's not your episode, there's a chance it might be next time. You know, who knows?
We have lines open, folks. If you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you don't leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. If you don't leave a 4-star review, guys, I'm so sad. Please don't do it. We really don't need that. But instead, what you do is you leave a comment below. I respond to every single comment. If you want to do a fart, you don't have to do that. Just give any feedback, constructive criticism. Start a dialogue. That's how we get it. And remember to turn that notification bell. But if you want to say, hey, man, screw all that. We just want to give you money. What do they do?
They go to Teespring. Hey, you saw those new designs that I said. Well, it's not up there yet. But there are new designs on their way. Nobody thought I'd do it, huh? Well,
you kind of didn't yet. You made it. It's a good design.
Uh-huh.
It's a good design. It's a friend of the pod.
There's a friend of the pod shirt.
Would you guys buy that?
Would you buy that? A friend of the pod?
If this video gets 5 likes, we'll release it.
We'll release it. Yeah, it's something of a, you know, it's me and Ryan as peas in a pod. Two peas, and you're going to be friends with us.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's that, and there's the philanthropist garb. You go on there, you help support us financially. Any of that goes, all that goes directly in Neil's pockets.
Yep.
You know?
Straight to him.
Straight to him. We need all the help we can get. And so go on there. Teespring link is in the description below.
That's right. We made it through. I really didn't know if we were going to make it.
I didn't think
this
we were
going
to do this one.
No,
yeah.
Not at all.
I kind of hoped that, you know, we would film this and be like, you know, it's not worth it anymore.
No, no, I think about that every morning.
Do you have anything? Oh my God, I messed up my fucking.
God.
Jesus Christ. Do you have anything else to say?
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye.